And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Federal Reserve cut its interest rates another quarter point this week, bringing that rate to its lowest level since 2022. But here's what's interesting about that. Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, made it clear that December's decision is anything but certain, noting that there are strongly differing views among committee members. Powell's walking a tightrope between controlling inflation that's still running at 3% above their 2% target and a cooling labor market that saw major layoffs this week from Amazon, Target, GM, and UPS. Oh, and by the way, the government shutdown means the Fed is making these trillion-dollar decisions without critical economic data. Nothing to worry about there, though. The Attorney General of the state of Idaho is defending the state's life-protecting abortion ban against a lawsuit from a doctor who apparently never bothered reading the law that he's challenging. The doctor admitted in his deposition that he never really read Idaho Supreme Court's ruling clarifying that doctors have, quote, broad clinical judgment to intervene when a mother's life is at risk. When asked how close to death a woman must be to qualify for that exemption, the doctor responded, quote, I wish someone would answer that for me. Yeah, they did answer that. A year earlier, in writing, he just didn't read it. Speaking of abortion extremism, the Pennsylvania House Judiciary Committee just advanced 7 pro-abortion bills on party-line votes. The package includes a constitutional amendment declaring abortion as a fundamental right at any stage of pregnancy. Also, bills preventing police from cooperating with other states' pro-life laws, a state-level FACE Act to crush peaceful sidewalk counseling, and elimination of the 24-hour waiting period. The Pennsylvania Family Council warns that these measures could make the state, quote, one of the most extreme abortion states in the country overnight. A federal magistrate judge just released Tyler Avalos on personal recognizance after the FBI arrested him for posting a $45,000 bounty on Attorney General Pam Bondi's life. The TikTok post featured Bondi's photo with a sniper scope on her forehead. Avalos has prior convictions for felony stalking and domestic battery, plus 2 dismissed felony counts, including assault by strangulation. But the judge sent him home with essentially a pinky promise to be good. President Trump definitively ended speculation about a third term earlier this week, telling reporters the Constitution's pretty clear on the 2-term limit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a major lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson over Tylenol, alleging they knowingly marketed the drug to pregnant women despite evidence linking prenatal acetaminophen exposure to significantly increased autism and ADHD risks. Paxton accuses the pharmaceutical giant of trying to silence the science while profiting off pain. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.